Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, with the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach.
Cyber Monday, my rear end. We're not going to call this Cyber Monday. We're going to extend Small Business Saturday to What's on Your Mind. And we want to know, what is your favorite small business? Well, give us a small business shout-out today on What's on Your Mind. We're canceling Black Friday. The cancel culture lives on right here on What's on Your Mind. We'll cancel Black Friday. We're canceling Cyber Saturday. We want to know what your favorite business is. Phone us up. Here's a number you can call, 258-0550. That's the number to K-Fire 550, 271-1100. Gets it through to AM 1100, the flag. Toll free, 24-7-855-200-1776. You can leave a message there with your comment, or you can talk to us live on the air. It'll walk you through the options and the choices. You can text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. That's one thing we're going to do today. The entire program, the line's open for you to give a shout-out to any small business. And I think in every crisis there's an opportunity. The crisis that is being foisted upon us by the corporate media and the echo chamber of social media is, dun, 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 the supply chain crisis. What does the supply chain crisis mean? Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson, how would you define the current supply chain crisis?
It's all sitting in the ocean. We all need to get jet skis to do our Christmas shopping this year.
Where's it coming from? If it's sitting in the ocean.
Oh, all over. Indonesia, Vietnam, China. I mean, everywhere that we import goods from.
Doesn't help that you have to have certain qualifications to drive a big rig in California. That doesn't help.
Well, California doesn't help with anything. But,
right. You can't just, you know, grab your CDL and hit California and make it go away. So.
No, there's a big sign at the border. Do not come in unless you are union. Do not come in unless you are union. Yeah, you're right.
Because the state should get involved with that, right?
No owner-operators allowed and all kinds of different regulations.
Newer allowed. Trucks,
you know that the Marathon Oil Refinery is taking soybean product grown by North Dakota farmers and refining it into diesel fuel specifically for California. Because of their regulations.
Oh, yeah.
So what does that prove to you? In every crisis, there is opportunity. So the supply chain crisis is really our own problem. It's a problem of our making. Why? Because we buy the crap on the shipping containers. We are providing the market. If we, every one of us today, said, okay, I'm going to go to every room in my house, and I'm going to see how much of this stuff in my house was actually made in America. What do you think the average percentage would be? I don't know the answer to this. I'm asking.
Actually made in America, I'd say, I don't think it makes probably 20%.
All the small appliances.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Most of them. Made some of the TVs, made somewhere else. I don't know, the clothes made somewhere else because of the textile industry. We drove them away, right? So might we want to think about, especially at a time when we're buying things for the Christmas holiday? You can't get Christmas decorations right now. Does anybody else think it's a little weird that we rely on places that will kill you if you are Christian, will kill you if you display your Christian faith in public? They lock you up. Yet we buy our Christmas decorations from places like that. Does that make any sense to anybody? Help me understand this.
Not really.
Help me understand this, folks. I think we need to de-woke our homes. Everything that's woke, everything that's not of God, is not of the United States of America, is not of a place that shares our values. Just cleanse our homes from this stuff. Use this as an opportunity to say, enough already. Enough already. And one way we can do that is buying local. And then when we buy local, buy what is U.S. made. Take some effort. Scott, there's not free shipping. I need it by tomorrow. Really? Do you? If it wasn't there, would you get by a week? I think so.
There's a great website, by the way, if you do want to. Madeinamerica.co. Madeinamerica.co. They have the American list, housewares, anything, pet items, anything you can think of. Madeinamerica.co.
Yeah, that and shop local.
Yep. Get on there. And that's as long as we're doing that. If you're going on websites, go on those websites.
So one thing today is we've canceled Cyber Monday and Black Friday, and we've extended Small Business Saturday to today on the radio. If you have a local supply chain where you live, give them a shout-out to your favorite local business person, toiling and tossing and turning, so you have options. It's your favorite small business. You tell us today on the program at 800-228-0550. Number two conversation today on the program, Omicron. Am I saying it right, Kevin? I'd hate to misspeak on the latest variant of Delta of COVID-19. Omicron?
You need to say it in a scarier voice.
Oh, scarier Omicron. Voice,
You need to fear the Omicron.
Omicron, okay.
The Omicron variant is coming for you.
Okay.
There you go.
So when I say it, try and establish a very scary voice.
Like, Optimus, kind of a...
I'm a little confused because when Donald Trump implemented travel bans as a result of the initial COVID crisis, he was a racist. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the people that ripped him, Nancy Pelosi, for being a racist now are cheering the travel ban from Africa related to Omicron. Can I deduce from that these people are 100% phony and that you ought not trust anything that comes out of their mouth, especially related to COVID? Because COVID for them is a blunt force instrument used to bludgeon your political adversaries. Is that fair? Am I crossing any lines here?
No. Yep.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. Huh? That's number two. I have a number three. And it pertains to Rush Limbaugh and my mother-in-law. I'm going to save that, though, because Scott in Grafton wants to start the supply chain conversation here. We're localizing the supply chain. What's your favorite? 271-1100, 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Scott in Grafton.
Yeah, I guess all of this Omicron and supply chain, I think it's just a mirror of the culture. We've become a culture of lies and of excuses. I mean, that pretty much simplifies to me the whole thing. And if we could get rid of the lies and the excuses, then everything would be done with.
So how do we do that, Scott?
Well, I don't know. I think it starts in our homes, in our schools, I mean, in our culture. I don't know how it's got away from us, but I keep saying this to people I talk to. One big difference between now and 25 years ago is that we had a conscience not to lie 25 years ago, and it seems like nowadays people can lie and use the lies to their advantage, and that's just the culture we live in. So we almost have two different groups of people that are existing, and it's, you know, everybody talks about unity, but you can't have unity with a lie. I mean, so I think this supply chain thing is just an excuse, and they use COVID, and now they dream up another variant, and here we go again.
It's up to us, and in this crisis is an opportunity. I agree with Scott. I just think we have the voice, we have the power within us to do this, but do we have the intestinal fortitude to do it? Are we actually going to disrupt what is comfortable, what is easy, what is our routine? Oh, look, I just want some Christmas lights. I don't care where they come from. Give me the cheapest Christmas light. Really? Okay. Yeah, hand China money to hate us with. Scott Wilstead, thank you. We have a couple of great guests today on the program. I'll tell you about them when we come back. And more of your small business shout-out. We've canceled. We're part of the cancel culture today. Cyber Monday, Black Friday, canceled the small business day today.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, good morning, Scott. Say, with this, all these shutdowns on this new variant, if you rearrange the letters of this Omicron, it spells moronic, and that pretty much sums up what these shutdowns will be. Thank you.
I saw that over the weekend. Somebody was doing a little Scrabble with Omicron, and it does spell moronic. You have to wonder sometimes, don't you? You just really have to... It's like somebody is behind a curtain just laughing up a storm. You know those three guys that make people say things and do things and they laugh? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Practical Jokers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like that's what we're living through right now?
Yeah. Somebody's behind the wall with a microphone.
Let's see if we can get Pelosi and Biden and Harris to do a travel ban and then put out a tweet about how great it is and totally forget the fact that they ripped on Trump for doing the same thing. You got me!
These people are crazy.
They did it! Oh!
It's too good.
Somebody texts a note here related to the Greek language, the Greek alphabet. Sorry, I'm not an expert. But the Omicron letter is the short O vowel sound of the Greek language. The Omega letter is the long O sound of the Greek language. So there was Lama Lama Ding Dong at some point, right? There was Delta Delta Delta. Right, Todd? So help me understand how we got to O here.
We skipped two letters of the Greek alphabet. That's what I saw.
Yeah,
I don't know Greek either, so.
Why do we skip two letters of the Greek alphabet to get to...
Let's see if I can find out. I don't know.
Come on now, what's going on here? Was it so the whole moronic thing would work? Maybe?
I don't think we're supposed to have caught on to that part of it, but...
No.
Okay. What happened to beta? Wasn't beta a thing? I thought there was a beta one.
Lambda
and beta, they went away.
I don't know. I'm very confused.
You find a new variant, you grab the next letter, and a new variant, the next letter, and have been for about 2 years.
I'm also confused because I saw experts from Africa over the weekend, doctors and political leaders saying it really isn't. They don't see any.
Yeah,
you know, humongous deadly concerns over this. It is a different variant, but in Africa, the experts I saw said, really, you know, kind of much of the same. Now, mind you, this is when you take Delta, every variant of it, 99.99999% of the people recover from it. Now, enough people have had it in total numbers that the 0.00001% that have died or those that have battled hard is nothing to diminish. I'm not trying to diminish anything. I'm just trying to put it in perspective for you. And I believe it's now a useful tool to use politically when people decide to dust it off. It's really just bizarre to me. I don't understand. I really don't. Some texters here giving us information. Other variants with Greek letters do not reach classification levels, and the WHO skipped two letters just before Omicron, N-U and X-I. You know what X-I spells? Look up the president of the China Forest there, Kev, would you?
Oh, geez.
Do a little research there on X-I.
Sure.
So do you think X-I, also known and pronounced in China as Xi, was avoided in deference to the Chinese president, Xi Jinping?
Probably.
Yes, no, maybe. And
kind of like if there was a Greek letter Biden, we'd probably skip that one too, you know?
Yeah. So I'm thinking at that point, maybe just get away from the whole Greek letter thing, right? If you have to skip around based on who you're going to offend, maybe just call it number 10, number 11, number 12.
Call it Phil. Get the Phil variant.
Yeah. Give it just basic.
Phil. And you get the Ernie. Joel
Lunchpill names or something. I don't know. Yeah. I guess new was too easily confounded with new, as in N-E-W. Well, what the heck? It is a new variant. Just use new. Either that or get away from it. A WHO spokesman said on Saturday, Xi was not used because it is a common last name. He added that the agency's best practices for naming diseases suggest avoiding causing offense to any cultural, social, national, regional, professional, or ethnic group. Well, who's left to offend?
Where did Omicron come from then? Is that the guy who found it or something? Or
they're just jumping around.
Omicron.
You can't make this up.
Omicron. Omicron sounds like one of those 80s calculators or digital watches or something. Sounds like a villain in an Avengers movie is what it sounds like.
It sounds like a whole lot of stupid.
First we had Thanos. Now we've got Omicron.
Lost our minds here. Lost our mind.
Yep. I saw one thing where it's mild symptoms, a little soreness, and no loss of taste or smell. I mean, no one's really that freaked out about it.
I thought this was like going to be a big, huge, even worse than ever.
Give it a minute. Yeah. It'll go where Lambda and Beta went.
And what is happening as a result of this, folks, is chilling amounts of freedoms being removed from you. And drip by drip, we just sort of take it. That's why I was thrilled to see what a Missouri court ruled late last week. And I have this in great detail, but I'll summarize it for you. A courageous principal judge decided to take a look at the rule of law and call out public health bureaucrats for their irrational, oppressive, arbitrary, ever-changing rules that have no basis in law. And a judge, his name is Daniel R. Green, literally wrote that a middle school civics student would know better than the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Regulations can single-handedly abolish representative government in the creation of public health laws. And whether it can authorize the closure of a school or an assembly based on the unfettered opinion, this is in his language, an unfettered opinion of an elected, unelected official. Unfettered opinion, unelected official. Dangerous combination. The court finds it cannot. This happened. Have you heard much about this, guys? The Missouri case? Funny.
Not really.
Doesn't
no.
seem to be in the news many places.
Yeah, shocking.
The bottom line on it is COVID restrictions and mandates imposed by the, quote, from the complaint, the whims of public health bureaucrats are illegal, according to a Missouri court. Now, if we are going to once again restore order in the United States of America related to this pandemic or any other, there have to be a black and white set of rules that says we have a Congress for a reason. We have a legislature for a reason. We have people who are elected to make decisions on our behalf. And the idea that unelected bureaucrats, who, by the way, ran North Dakota and continue to run North Dakota, county by county, imposing their will on schools with flimsy facts, our state health department is a disgrace in my mind because they've turned into not the kind of people who call balls and strikes related to things that are of concern to everyone, but rather dictators. Dictators. And thankfully, a court has now said the whims of public health bureaucrats are illegal. This will be precedent. This will happen in other places, and it should. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was announced out of South Africa on Friday, many leaders around the world are considering lockdown modes again. A one-size-fits-all response to something that affects all people differently. NIH doctor Francis Collins on CNN says we don't know the science behind Omicron in just 3 days.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS News says he is science and knows best for all Americans.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know it ain't all that liberty you should probably.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. We've canceled Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and we are accelerating small business every day here on What's on Your Mind. What's your favorite small business? Texter says, by a mile, Ace Hardware. I can go into Ace Hardware and just graze. Happiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Just graze.
Just wonderful.
Texter says, Ace Hardware is my favorite store. They have knowledgeable people working there, and they help with any problem. Novel concept. People working there that have, wait for it, a brain. It's hard. You can ask them where something
answers?
Is. They will tell you, you know, aisle 5, about halfway down on the left. I mean, hey, I got this screw I can't, just follow me, boom. Pull out a drawer out of, approximately a million drawers and have just the exact right size screw that you need. Isn't that wonderful? Try doing that online, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Try doing that online. I wonder the supply chain of Ace Hardware, how much they are able to buy U.S. It has a feel of U.S., but like mowers and stuff, there's not many are built in the U.S. anymore. There's a lot of...
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a friend of mine who runs an assisted living facility in their kitchen. He's like, we're getting told we can't get mustard, can't get buns. I had to go to a local bakery to get buns. I mean, and this is food, big food distributors, Reinhardt, U.S. Food, Sysco, they're why can't we get mustard? Well, mustard seed comes from here, and we can't get it there, and that goes into mustard or whatever. I don't know.
It's a good time to just
reset
on everything. I know there's plans underway for ammunition factories in the United States.
Yep.
In fact, there's one on the drawing board in Bismarck right now, which I think is fantastic because, again, let's control our own destiny here. Let's stop giving money to people that hate us. What's your favorite small business? Let us know at 258-0550. 701-258-0550, 701-271-1100, whatever's in your speed dial. Toll free at 855-200-1776, or you can text us. Text us right now at 701-237-1590, but we love when you call. Next hour, the owner of a small business in Minot, Rob Fuller, is going to join us, the owner of Spartan Firearms. I had lunch with Rob a couple weeks back in Minot, and I really learned a ton about why we have an ammunition shortage, and it isn't what you think it is. Details on that coming up from Rob at Spartan Firearms. Also, the attorney from Washington, D.C. that has written the complaint related to the cyber attack of election 2020. Michael Lindell has been on a number of times talking about this. They unveiled the complaint is part of the Thanksathon that aired over the weekend. Anybody watch it? What's your takeaway? You dipped into the Thankathon for 96 hours. It started Wednesday and went through midnight. Early this morning, midnight, 9 hours ago. Tell me what you you took away. We're going to talk with the attorney, Kurt Olson, about that. And the effort to get attorneys general across the USA to sign it and get it before the Supreme Court. Okay? There is, of course, as always, an all-out effort to cancel anybody that has anything to do with asking questions about the election 2020. But that's one of the reasons Mike Lindell works just that much harder. That's the kind of guy he is. Why was he canceled off social media platforms? Why was he canceled? He was largely canceled because of his relentless effort to expose what happened on election 2020. So, yes, the big box stores canceled him. The shopping channels canceled him. There's a local business, Mike Lindell, Minnesota guy. Got his start going to fairs in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa. Can't think of somebody much more local than that. And now, if you have found yourself consumed with supply chain issues for Christmas, there is hope in the form of everything you can imagine in the way of products to make your life better. Beds and mattress toppers and sleepwear and slippers and pillows. Like the standard MyPillow now, $69.98, normally $19.98. Made in the USA. 10-year warranty. 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyStore.com is a whole host of American-made products as well, Mike Lindell. Use the promo code Scott at all of those. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyStore.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. Okay? And stand with Mike. Local. No supply chain issues. What's not to love? Right there. MyPillow.com. All right, more text. Scott, actually, there was a MU variant, but it ended up being less serious than Delta, so they quickly disregarded it and moved on to the next one. Yeah, because I'd heard...
I think that was the Lambda Mu.
Lambda, oh, was it?
I don't know.
Lambda, Lambda, Ding Dong. There was Delta, 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 and then Lambda. I didn't know which one was in what order.
I thought there was a beta too.
So now we're switching movies from Animal House to Revenge of the Nerds. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Another texter. Take away the bullets now. The gun behind every blade of grass is merely a stick.
That's so true. We've talked about that a long time. So ever since that 9mm ammo shortage was up about 10 years ago. Like the gun, it isn't about the gun control. It's about the ammo control. No matter how many guns you have, you don't even have any rounds. You got a stick.
One more step towards socialism. Let's see, you get rid of all the ammo and... Yep.
Texture says, Scott, you talked about people not having time to shop. Well, I have relatives who say the same thing. They work Monday through Friday. They live in apartments and have no kids. They're in the mid-30s, but yet they have time to play games on the game set for 8 hours on the weekends.
Oh, yeah. Yep, know plenty of them.
They would rather sit on their butt and push a button to buy things. It's called laziness.
Yep. It's chronic.
They were also the same relatives that said it was important for them that the blue laws changed. Yeah. Meaning they wanted to shop on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's what that was.
Texter says, everyone tell your federal representatives to back off the regulations for trucking. Hire the people needed to unload these ships instead of building new ports on the other side of the country so they can bleed us while we wait for our goods to operate. Remember, these ports were shut down by the federal government. Call it the Supply Chain National Recovery Act. You got to pull a few strings here to get to the bottom of all these things. And our listeners are so wise. It's wonderful. Texter says, we've been conditioned to buy cheap crap from the likes of Walmart. Yet our great leaders in government would not shut down those big box stores. Let's try that for a couple of months. See if that would help end the pandemic.
Yeah.
Or at least the China purchases. Yeah.
This time around, we're going to shut anything down. Shut them down. Let the small businesses stay open.
Well, remember, restaurants had to shut down.
They were not essential.
You shall, you must. Yeah. We shut down our schools because kids were not that important.
Not essential.
You've got now mental health issues at all-time highs. You have suicides at all-time highs. You have anxiety, depression, all these things that you can trace back to shutting down the schools. Sticking kids in a room alone and saying, that'll be a good way for them to learn. And big box stores, it was okay to stand in line for a loaf of bread.
Can't go out to eat, though.
God forbid you go to a local restaurant.
That's why we're just not going to put up with another shutdown, period. And it's just not going to fly.
Texter says, why don't we do this Groundhog Day variant? Yeah, not a bad idea. Chris is on the road. He wants to talk about Omicron. Chris, lay it on me.
Good morning, Scott. Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to note that Omicron is an anagram for moronic. I'll leave it at that.
It is, yeah.
Yes, that's been brought up this morning, and I saw that over the weekend. Hard time believing that's an accident or a coincidence.
Oops.
As my mom used to say, coincidences are God's sealed orders.
You can just hear the, all right, who came up with the word that turns into moronic for this thing?
Telling you, would it surprise anyone to find out that this is a, you know,
part of the plan?
Part of the plan.
Part of the plandemic.
Yeah. Would it surprise anyone?
No, wouldn't surprise me.
Another texture. My wife and I had the double jab earlier, and we just got over COVID a few weeks ago.
Oops.
She was hit hard because of her lung condition.
Oh, man.
But I wouldn't have known I had it, but she made me get a test. Very mild conditions. Much overblown.
Prayers for your wife. For sure.
Absolutely.
And it, again, like you've always said, like we've said, it depends on who gets it. Who's vulnerable. Who has health issues. Who, you know, she has a lung condition. And those people, you have to be safe. You do have to take precautions and, you know, do those things. But
Texter says, when Trump imposed COVID travel bans, Biden accused him of hysteria, xenophobia, and fear-mongering.
Yep.
Now Biden imposes a travel ban. The pot does call the kettle black.
Hydrant? Dog.
This is a perfect example to me of how everything related to COVID is about politics. It is about control. I no longer believe it is even well-minded people concerned for your health. Because quite honestly, anybody that would like to see a 100% vaccination rate should shut their pie hole. Especially if they know anything about the psyche, the DNA of North Dakotans, Minnesotans, South Dakotans, people who are an independent lot. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because the more you tell them you must, you shall, the less likelihood they'll do it. Share facts. Have medical experts.
Those is that great an idea. We'll do it. But
wag your
show us. Don't just tell us. Show.
Forget about it. Forget about it. Completely counterproductive. And I'm telling you, to see Pelosi, Biden, Harris's words against Donald Trump for a travel ban, when I would argue, by the way, Tony Fauci didn't want one. He didn't want a travel ban. And it was all about Trump being a racist. And now these very same people, because of the travel ban Fauci recommended and Biden implemented, are cheerleading the decision. Tells you everything you need to know about these people. In a word, let me summarize it for you. Phony.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phony, phony, phony. Not to be trusted.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too. Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention with us, there's nothing left to discuss. I know you feel it, cause your eyes do the talking for you. I'm hanging on your words like I'm your prisoner. Don't care if I'm the first to say, but this.
You see, the Bison are hosting Illinois State.
No, Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois, sorry.
Southern Illinois, the Salukis.
After the Salukis took out South Dakota over the weekend, and now the Bison are home all the way until Frisco, assuming they keep plucking off the wins. And guess what? Our friends at PetroServe USA invite you to come on in and get registered for the $500 gift cards. Game day giveaways, ladies and gentlemen, from PetroServe USA. Better yet, they have all of the Bisonware you could possibly need. Fantastic. And today, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience like macaroni and beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Alfredo Ravioli on 12th Avenue and I-29, Swedish Meatballs at MP Avenue, Yulin, PetroServe USA, a Salisbury steak today, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. We've canceled Black Friday. We've canceled Cyber Monday. We're doing all small business shout-outs today on the program. We're extending the small business this Saturday and giving you a chance to plug your favorite small business today on the program. So call us 258-0550-701-271-1100. Here's some texters. Mary's Quilt Shop, Arthur, North Dakota. Good one. Shout out to Hardware Hank in Castleton, North Dakota. Another good one. Hanson's Leather Goods in Minot. Another good one. I got some others here. I'm looking. A lot of texts today. 701-237-1590. Texter says, why are radical right-wing Republicans only interested in conspiracy theories and never bringing anything intelligent to the table? Only interested in conspiracy theories, huh? Who owns conspiracy theories? Let me see. Russia, Russia, Russia. China, China, China.
Yeah.
Steele dossier. Mueller. Special counsel boondoggle. Remind me again who's into conspiracy theories. Because one after another was peddled about Donald Trump, and they were all found to be complete and total BS. What's BS stand for again? Pew. Stinky.
Big Scott.
Nothing there.
Well, I'd go to how many conspiracy theories over the decades have actually been proven true.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them. So, I mean, you know.
Texter says, what happened to the hoopla with Mike Lindell's research about election fraud? Stay tuned. Next hour, we have Kurt Olson, an attorney who has written a complaint that will be before the Supreme Court. It is an opportunity for a law put forth by, are you guys ready for it? Wait for it. Barack Obama, 2015. The Cyber Act, specifically related to cyber attacks on America. Wouldn't it be rich, ladies and gentlemen? Wouldn't it be rich if a law Barack Obama championed ultimately exposed election 2020? Wouldn't it be fun? Oh, it would be fun. Texter says, my favorite small engine repair is Engines for Education Small Engine Repair in Bismarck. Takes care of the customer, donates 10% of profits to Bismarck Public Schools Backpack Program. That's dang cool. I love it.
Very.
Texter says, the purple goose in Barnesville. The purple goose in Barnesville.
Speaking it's got to be a geese, story to that one, right?
Yeah. Speaking of geese, here's one for Norris. Norris Travel Sales in Kenmare. No, just one N in there. N-O-R-E-S. You suppose that's Norris?
Norris, I think, yeah.
Norris Trailer Sales in Kenmare. I'm trying to spit out here. Texter says, Scott, I'm so pleased you brought up the irony of Trump travel bans versus Biden Pelosi travel ban. Their racist screeds were baseless. Of course they were. And now anything Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or Nancy Pelosi say about travel bans, if there is a media, should be highlighted to point out their ridiculous hypocrisy. This is why a media exists, ladies and gentlemen. This is why a media exists. To say, well, wait a minute. Travel bans are a good thing, though? But they were a bad thing when Trump was in office. Explain to me the difference. Have any of these people been asked that? I'm counting on Peter Ducey to make Saki, Shocky, Wacky, what's her name? Press Secretary?
Saki?
Sorry, I'm 57 now. I forget
rhymes
things from time
with
to time.
Saki?
Yeah. To ask her that question. But she'll dance and juke and jive and... Texter says, Patriot, Prairie Patriot on the Strip in Mandan, Kimball's Guns and Repair in Linton, Shooter's Gun Shop in Bismarck, small business shout-out, Huntington Books in Mandan. Yes. Think before you speak. Read before you think. Books, books, books. Britain Jewelers in Dickinson. There you go. Keep them coming. Another of those small businesses, Spartan Firearms, Minot. Owner Rob Fuller, when we come back to talk about why we have an ammunition shortage. Stay tuned, my friends. Don't touch that dial.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.